the same old thing as yesterday.
It's all a black hat
car. It really is.
You've been turned on.
That's right. No lead-in, no introduction, because we don't need any here at Live 95.5. I am your host of Just Joshing Around, because it's that time. It's Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
Somebody give him a raise.
That's right. That's right. Where was I? It's 7 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's that time. I must annoy you with my time once again, but tonight, though...
Time. Great song by Pink Floyd.
I've got too much time on my hands, Jay.
Oh, good one.
Too much time on my hands. Great song by Styx.
Good one.
Dude, I love Styx.
You are on fire tonight. You are on fire.
Japanese and the Hoodoo.
What's up, y'all?
Yep. So, tonight is the very special
tonight. Carla Del Rey.
Hey, you've got the power of the mute button.
Ooh, boy.
You have got the power of the mute button.
Super excited.
Use it.
You're being muted.
Literally. I can't wait to play the recording back and see if you can hear him say that on your mic. All right. So, we're going to do a little bit of star trivia. We're going to start.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah, Jay's behind, not behind a sound.
Give Jay a microphone and he will talk.
He always
forever.
Will. Okay.
Yak.
So,
yak.
I've prepared, and by prepared, I mean I found some questions online. For some Star Wars and some Star Trek as a kind of a...
Are you having a good time, my wife?
I will throw this pencil at you.
Okay. Permanent mute is now in place. No. So Jay's a little excited because he gets to go on vacation and leave the station under my
Woot.
And Dylan's control. So I don't know. Don't know if that should make you feel better or worse.
But. We're going to come back. And it's going to be all country,
That's right. It's
going to be changed, and it's going to be Cowboy 95.
That's right. Oh, gosh, that would be so great.
If you don't, shut up.
Can I? Is there a way I can feed the
Cowboy
wrong,
on, y'all.
Yeah, feed the wrong format just to the app. That way.
That would be hilarious.
That way only y'all can hear country. Oh.
Gotta pay my $700 Uber bill for getting back to Coleman.
Oh, that would be cool. Are you doing that? Are you Ubering all the way down?
If you change my format.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
If you don't stop.
Oh.
You're not going to make it out of Coleman.
I will give you a dollar if you can go the rest of the show like that.
Oh, God, no. I will give you $5 if you stop.
Money made, Jay. Money made.
Your own.
Why did you do that?
I thought he would call my bluff. So we predicted that Jay and Melissa would wind up strangling each other before it was all said and done, and this is only heightened.
And
we
haven't even started the trivia game yet, and I'm already ready to strangle him.
Super excited.
More cowbell, please.
You know, right. You've got like all that string connected to those, and I am not afraid to jump over this table.
So anyways,
I want to see that.
If you want to see this fight happen, we are live on Facebook Live. Just search, the Facebook Live did that thing again, but we're still there.
Are we?
Yeah, I'll figure out a way to watch those comments roll in, but they're
fix it.
In. I will.
Can you mute him while we do this?
I can, but I'm going to need one of y'all to like monologue or something.
Me?
While I get my questions ready. So at this time, I will prepare the questions and we'll be watching Facebook Live and call in if you want to chastise or add some trivia that
we
don't
ask
know.
Jay to stop doing that ridiculous
we'll
accent.
256-737-9505. I'm going to go get the questions.
You're cool.
Okay. What's going on? What's the haps, honey?
Well.
How does it feel? To be experiencing your last night on Earth.
This is a lot of pressure.
That's creepy. I'm really creeped out.
You know, they got a law show on before this one.
So,
I redact the dollar thing. You can
if you
that.
Knew that you were going to die that night, what would you do? Think about that, Jay. Think about it.
Wouldn't have married you.
Ouch. This is only getting worse. Okay, so how do we want to do this? Do we want to do we want to start with the
you the boss, boss?
You are.
I like doing alternating questions.
All right.
Let's. Who wants to go first?
That be the alt right.
I thought we were writing them down.
We'll wait for political stuff after the break.
I thought we were writing them. I thought you were giving both of us the same question.
Give us the rules, man.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to give you the same question, and I don't know if we'll write them down.
Or are we going to do like the steal thing? Like you're going to give me a question, and if I can't answer it, Jay can steal it.
So
okay, who is scoring this?
I was wondering how people was going to see your answers on your piece of paper.
Winning is important.
How about okay? Maybe I can pull up something over here and keep track of scores.
Excuse me, I got a burp.
Oh, this is getting worse.
You know, this is sharp.
Yeah, top notch quality content, right? only from your local nonprofit radio station, Live 95.5. Okay, do that.
I need your money.
I can keep score over here.
Okay, you keep scores,
and I promise I
don't.
I will
to be honest.
All right. I don't trust her.
Well, I'm going to start.
You married me.
I'm going to start with the Star Trek question. So if I start with
Booyah.
I'm going to start with this.
Start with me, and if I can't answer it, Jay gets it.
Okay. All right.
Are you going to tell us if we're right or wrong?
Yes, because if she gets this right, you don't get to answer the question.
Boo.
Okay.
I am murderous right now. Just a warning.
Which television series began each show with a voiceover, Space, the Final Frontier, these are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise?
Star Trek.
Yeah, but which ones? There were certain ones that started with that voiceover.
It would be Star Trek and Star Trek The Next Generation.
I will give that to you because it's Star Trek The Original Series and Star Trek Next Generation. Point, Melissa. Okay. So this you kind of get an idea of how this works. I can hear the pencil moving in the background. That's great. Okay. Jay, Star Wars question. Country Jay. Star Wars question. To which bounty hunter does Darth Vader warn that Han and his friends must not be disintegrated? To which the bounty hunter replies, as you wish.
Trevecki.
Incorrect. Melissa?
I'm going to go with Boba Fett.
Correct. There's only like one popular Star Wars bounty hunter.
Yeah, and by that time, Credo was already dead. So. Yeah.
But bonus points, Jay, for knowing that there was other bounty hunters.
Who are these people y'all are talking about?
Space folks. That's what they are.
Oh, God.
Right?
Spice folks.
Spice folks.
Spice girls.
Spice folk.
Spice girls, Next Generation. Okay, crossing over. Back to Star Trek. So I'm thinking like 10 of these. And then we'll go to a break.
Jay will be dead.
And then memes and politics.
All
right.
Okay. So
a usual night.
It's Star Trek. This one's mine, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm trying to pick shorter questions because some of these are like a novel.
I don't like your rules. Filing my protest.
Formal or informal?
Both.
Okay. The Starbase, Melissa, this is for you. The Starbase was the site of Kirk's court-martial for the death of Ben Finley. Oh, this Starbase was the site of Kirk's court-martial for the death of Ben Finley. I had no idea about the answer, so take a shot.
Starkiller.
Yeah, good guess. Jay?
176.
Oh, excellent guess. It was Starbase 11. How uncreative.
I get one of the numbers.
No credit for one number.
Okay, Star Wars question, Jay. In episode 1, what did Yoda discover that Anakin possessed that may lead him to the dark side?
That's easy. Food.
Did you say food?
Food.
Okay, close but incorrect. Melissa?
That would be fear.
Correct. Point, Melissa. So how about
protest?
That episode of Big Bang Theory is like formal protest denied. Informal protest
denied.
How about whoever gets to five first?
No, because I'm already at three.
How did you get three?
Because I stole one of his.
She cheated.
Oh. Okay.
I actually stole two of his, and I answered one of mine.
Wrong. Okay, all right.
Yes! That's
next,
me.
Next question, Jay. What is the final line spoken?
No, it's me. Star Trek.
Sorry, Star Trek, Melissa. What is the final line spoken in Star Trek, the original series? I actually knew this one. I was very proud of myself when I was going through these. Take a guess.
To infinity and beyond.
That would have made things so much better. So much better. Jay, last words in original series.
Second star to the right and straight on till morning.
No, that's a good guess. The answer is actually, if only. It was...
What?
Yeah. Captain Kirk says, if only. And that's the end of the series.
Oh, how did you know that?
I just did for some reason. I don't know.
Wow, that's some osmosis going on there.
I guess that was how he ended the movies.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we got to skip
movies.
Oh,
if Jay. Only.
J.
If only.
Yeah, and it can be applied to a lot of stuff. All right, Jay.
A lot.
Star Wars question.
I protest.
In Attack of the Clones, who says, oh, not good?
Jimbo.
Good guess, Melissa.
Obi-Wan?
Yep. Obi-Wan Kenobi. This has become a runaway train.
This runaway train never going back.
Yep, there you go. We're all TV movie song quotes.
Yeah. Hey, you haven't answered a single Star Trek question right.
All right, Melissa.
At least I've got one of those.
How many times were
we... He's not asking me any Star Trek questions.
No, but he's asking me, and I've only got one of them right, and then you've had to take over.
Melissa, how many times were wheelchairs seen in the history of Star Trek?
I'm going to go with two.
Good guess, though. Jay?
One. Nope, twice. Well, nope,
I said twice.
All right, pick another answer.
I'll
give you a hint. It's a number.
I can think of at least twice, so we're going to have to go with three.
Three's a good guess. Seven. It was seven.
Name the episodes. I don't believe you.
The first one was seen in The Menagerie in the original series. And then in Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, the old lady who regrew a kidney.
Don't remember that. I have to go watch that movie again.
You know, you fast forward The Next Generation at Too Short a Season.
McCoy.
Yeah, I could. I mean, I'm literally just... There's a list of them. I'm not going to go through those.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Yeah,
thanks for sparing us.
Home.
Post the link.
Thanks, y'all, for listening.
Who am I giving Star Wars? Jay, Star Wars question. Throughout the prequel trilogy, Anakin Skywalker is called a two-word title in reference to the Jedi prophecy that he would, quote, bring balance to the Force. What is this title?
James Bond.
No. This is an easy one.
Chosen One.
Correct. Melissa, what are you at now?
Five.
Oh, this is getting gross quick. What is Jay at?
Zero.
Ouch.
Ouch. Okay.
Not fire.
Name used to...
Star Trek, and it's me.
Yep. Which of the following is not a name used to describe the stable wormhole on Deep Space Nine?
Which of the following? Oh, gosh,
I've got to give you a list. That's a first multiple choice. The passageway, the eye of the universe, the anomaly, or the galactic vortex?
Not used.
No, which of the... Yes, is not a name used to describe.
Eye of the universe?
No. So, Jay, you've got an easy one here. She said Eye of the Universe, which is wrong. So you're left with the passageway, the anomaly, or the galactic vortex.
The galactic vortex.
Correct. Good job, Jay.
But I never heard that other term either.
Well, you're not shut out now.
Yeah?
Cowboy Jay.
Not fire.
So while you're gone, I'm going to record an ad for the station that references Cowboy Jay and the rest of
use his
Lasso gang.
Use his accent repetitively. Repetitively.
Okay.
What does repetitively mean?
Repeatedly.
Which, okay, Star Wars question, Jay. Which space battle did Darth Vader personally fly in?
Indiana Jones.
Incorrect. Melissa?
No pressure.
No, none at all.
Loser.
Yeah, I think that's
loser. It's 5-1, honey.
Take a guess.
Who's the loser?
Take a guess. You know what? Pick the movie, and I'll give it to you.
Return of the Jedi.
Protest.
Which? Nope. Not that one. Empire Strikes.
Empire Strikes Back. Yep. That was my second choice.
Wait, did you say Return of the Jedi?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Let's see. During the battle. No. Yep. Okay. Nope. Sorry. There's so much information at the bottom of this list. It is Empire Strikes Back. Okay. Mm. All right. Last one. Then we got to take a break. So winner take all.
No. It's 5-1. No, not winner takes all.
All right.
No.
All right. Star Trek question, Melissa. In Enterprise, what is Tripp's full name?
Who?
Tripp's full name. Oh. His like real name.
I remember him.
You know, the not made.
Go ahead. Winner take all. Winner.
No,
winner.
It is not. Winner
take all. Chicken
dinner. It is 5-2, honey. I don't know.
You want to take a guess? I mean, his name's Trips. So.
I know. His dad and his dad's dad were like, I don't remember his name.
You're on the track. Jay. Yeah.
Charles Tucker III.
Correct. All right.
Booyah.
No, it's 5-2. I won.
Oh,
okay. Don't go booyahing.
Jay, here's you a good Star Wars question. In which movie did Han Solo and Luke Skywalker free Princess Leia from the Death Star?
Spaceballs.
The Rick Moranis version?
Star Wars, A New Hope.
Yep. All right. Well, that
looks
sound
like
of,
Melissa won.
That sound of cowboy disappointment is Jay conceding. So we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll probably not be doing more of this. But it was fun.
It was fun for me.
Winner took all.
How about
booyah
with Cowboy Jay? How about some CCR? Right? Consolation prize. We'll be back.
You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95.
Allstate agent Dylan Fullalove is now serving Coleman. He lives and works here just like you. And with all kinds of local insurance advice, Dylan is someone you can count on to protect all that's good in your life. Dylan makes it easy to save on the quality protection you need. He'll even help do the switching and paperwork for you. You can stop by Dylan's new office today for a free quote, located at 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest, or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157. That's 2130 2nd Avenue Northwest, or on Highway 31 just north of Highway 157.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us on Tuesday starting at 4 p.m. for a show that takes a look at relationships and mental health. Here is your chance to talk to an impartial professional. Talk about relationships with your family, relationships with your employer, relationships with yourself and everyone around you. Join Dr. Howard Rogers as we shine the spotlight on topics most people agree aren't discussed enough. Relationships with one another and mental health. Go ahead and put the station's phone number in your phone now so we can take your call on this show. 256-737-9505. That's 256-737-9505. 9505. This show is made possible by the support of the Delta Center, located at 300 First Avenue Southeast in Cullman, and by Lee's Veterinary Hospital and veterinarian Bruce Lee, located at 2126 2nd Avenue Northwest here in Cullman, or online at leesvethospital.com. We will see you Tuesday at 4 p.m. for Life Talk Live, right here on Cullman's Independent Radio, Cullman's Live 95.
Bringing you back to the sounds of Paul McCartney and silly love songs.
Welcome back.
So I would like to dedicate the song Potter. Loser by Beck to Mr. Cowboy Fuller.
Well, if y'all had done that whole election process, you know, fairly.
My God. It was so fair. So fair. Love you, baby.
I'm not quick to the draw, but it's here. I actually really love this song. But, you know, in the time of the chimpanzee, I was a monkey. So
yeah. Butane in my brain.
So let's table the argumentative things for a moment and give out the telephone number.
You must not know us very well.
Yeah, you mean we can't throw insults at one another?
Not about Star Trek and Star Wars, but speaking of throwing insults, let's talk about politics for a little
bit. Nice segue.
I'm on it today.
You're very pretty, honey.
That is some...
Hey, look who it ain't.
You didn't even give out the number, and all of a sudden it's call.
All right, hold on just a second. Josh's got to sign a call.
It's Josh's show. You get in there and engineer.
You're not the boss of me.
I'm the winner, though. I'm the winner, and therefore...
It wasn't a fair contest.
It was fair.
We've done been over this.
It was fair. What was not fair about it? We were both asked questions.
Asking me Star Wars questions when I don't know nothing about Star Wars.
I was asked Star Trek questions.
I don't understand your complaint.
I don't understand your complaint.
I think somebody just made a request.
Was the request?
Sorry.
Please make him stop using that annoying accent.
What
did
they
want to
hear? Like Country Roads or something?
Yeah, Country Roads. No, wrong number. That's what it was. It was. I was trying to direct them back to Albuquerque.
Strange.
What, were they trying to sell us a non-country accent? Booyah!
They did mention something about how atrocious that was.
No, they were a wrong number, weren't even listening to the radio station, and they still know it's atrocious.
You're listening to Cowbell 95.5. You'll stay tuned for more of your Cowbell favorites.
That's what this radio station is going to be when we get back, if you don't...
Cowboy J, there shouldn't be any mic input coming from OBS, right?
That is
probably needs to be muted.
Correct.
Okay. The wrong number also mentioned that I should probably do something about that too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, maybe they'll let us know. So
it's kind of odd that that's like not come up before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So if you're watching on Facebook Live right now, give me a call.
Two times the cowbell. Better than one.
If you're going to continue with that ridiculous accent, I'm going to walk in there and mute you myself.
Please give me like a political monologue in that accent about anything.
Josh, you are fired. You are fired.
Which means a lot coming from the fact that we just talked about if Jay and Melissa win the...
Oh, there's no Jay and Melissa. If Melissa wins...
Yeah?
I'm going to pay Jay to not to that accent.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I thought that was going to get far more violent there for a minute. It's like we were not going to be heard from Melissa ever again.
One of my cowhands told me that Hillary is going to run again.
Oh, you think so?
I hope she runs for the border, but you never know.
Okay, so, gosh, what is her name? We talked about her last week. Elizabeth Warren.
Pocahontas.
I should have known.
Cowboys and Indians.
Has anyone been keeping up with that? Like, does she still plan on running?
Did she not, like, hide her face in disgrace and not say a word for the last, like, week? Because I have not heard a word.
I heard she gave a speech. She said, hide your kids.
Oh, no.
And hide.
That has to be redacted for FCC compliance.
Thank you.
No, it made me wonder because I think her stance is that proves that she is an Indian and it's not the fact that it's such a small, minute chance.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah. That he should be paying.
That's
you know,
called. Delusional.
Maybe so.
That's it's a little called, bit like what Che is right now.
It's called bribery.
Has someone like not fed you, Jay, or something, and you need
food?
Hmm.
Cowbell hungry.
Okay. Great segue for for this. Usually on Joshing Around, we talk about food. If you'd like to comment.
More steak. Less cowbell.
If you'd like to comment about food or talk to Cowboy Jay yourself, 256-737-9505. Or comment on Facebook and I will.
She's coming to attack you.
No, probably not that one if you're looking for one. Not that one. There you go. So like I said, call in if you want to talk to that lassoing young man. But what would Cowboy Jay eat for dinner in Coleman County? You're unmuted.
Josh, you're not helping. You're so fired, dude. You're so fired.
Hey, free content is good content.
Corn Puffs.
Corn Puffs, not a local place. What about corn fritters?
What about the Branding Iron? I mean,
Corn fritters. Love some good corn fritters. Where is it? I think Branding Iron has corn fritters. Believe it or not, I was good this week. I had a sandwich before I come into the studio. So
did I.
I'm not starving. Yep.
Me too.
I did housework and I did a bunch of cool stuff today, like responsible things.
Were we hanging out together?
I guess so.
I did that too.
Yeah.
Something you want to tell me?
This is what.
Yeah, you're annoying.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
I love you too.
We may have a real problem on our hands. This may follow you onto your vacation trip. it's not the worst thing in the world, and at least he fits right in here in Coleman County.
Oh.
I think everyone else has that accent. But,
oh.
Yeah. I told you about the woman that asked me the other day why I sounded like a Yankee. And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, yeah. So I'm at one of these appointments, public speaking appointments, and I'm talking to her because I know her. And she knew me well enough to know that it was safe to ask me that question. But she says, why do you sound like a Yankee? And I said, well, I didn't really think I did. She said, oh, yeah. Like, you don't say any of the weird, you know, slang Southern words that we say.
She's confused. Yeah. She thinks you sound like a game show host.
Right. Well, I've tried to pronounce
it. You sound like a radio announcer.
Yeah, right. Who would have believed that?
Mm.
Yeah. No one ever accuses me of sounding like a football commentator.
You do a fine job, young man.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jay. Cowboy Jay. Thank you, Cowboy Jay. So when you return from vacation, do I get like Surfer Dude Jay? That's what I would really enjoy.
No, oddly enough, he's not coming back from vacation. You're going to get no Jay.
No Jay.
No Jay.
Mm-hmm. That I tried to make that into some type of song thing, but I can't think of how the rest of that song goes.
It goes like this.
Bling, ding, 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 ding.
She put a, she put a tear in my beer.
Oh, gosh. This is not going anywhere good in a hurry. You didn't. Okay, so.
But at least she didn't turn me into a.
I have no idea.
I have
what's
no
going
idea
on
what he said.
I didn't think it could get better. Worse from the.
I muted myself.
How did you do that?
I wish.
I will. I wish. We could go back to the Star Wars question, or maybe not. I don't know. Y'all want to go back to the trivia stuff?
I want to go somewhere where Jay is not.
Oh,
using this accent.
I gosh, I thought I'd cut you out. Sorry.
Like. Derailing the show. With
well, you ran away with the trivia stuff, and I thought that was going to be a much closer race.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. Yeah,
that's this is, obvious.
This is Jay's way of coping with with the loss. But I did want to talk about the
ask me fair questions, and I'll answer them correctly.
Okay, Cowboy Jay, tell me about the caravan situation. Of Mexico.
Oh, God, no. Now we'll have to listen to this accent for 10 minutes.
Yes. Hey, you know, I'm open to it. Because this is actually something that I've not studied up on.
Was it in the newspaper?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
Oh, boo. I don't like that at all. Because I don't know anything about this. I heard another radio show.
I saw that they had strawberries at the trading post.
Why have you decided to not help me? Melissa, lend a hand. Do something.
So, there is a group of...
I can't believe I get paid for this.
Okay, now continue, Melissa.
You don't.
I've put an end to Cowboy J.
So, there is a group of people who were coming from Honduras.
Okay.
It started out at, like... 4,000, and apparently their entire goal is to make it into the United States.
Okay.
So they have made it through Guatemala. Mexico actually put up borders between Mexico and Guatemala.
So that's an interesting point.
And they have muscled their way through the like temporary fence that
muscled their way through the stuff.
So I assume this large group of people are not filing the paperwork to go about it.
And it's just growing and growing and growing, and now there are
like our ratings.
Oh,
14,000 people that are walking through Mexico. Okay, so how do you feed 14,000 people?
I don't know. It makes you wonder if they're
who
like,
are walking.
If they're like raiding farms.
Ask George Soros.
So.
No idea.
They don't have any water bottles with them. They don't have tents. They don't have luggage. They don't have anything.
Yeah.
How are they making it through?
They have got to be raiding as they go.
Actually,
that's the only
they
way.
Are.
Ah.
What is that?
Should have known.
Is that like, are we back in like
it's
Viking
riding.
Ages?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Because they're moving through to a piece of land that they want and taking whatever they want as they
on
go.
On the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now apparently there is another one starting in El Salvador. This one started in Honduras.
So are there any of these large group of people like starting in America and marching south? Apparently
we're starting in America
called
and
the
marching.
Civil War, Josh. Man.
Oh my God, that's not anywhere near what happened during the Civil War.
He asked if anybody marched south, honey.
when this is finally over with and we're all exhausted from Cowboy Jay, he's going to come back here and like stick out his hand. He's like, I want my dollar.
You did this.
I did this.
You did this.
I brought this plague upon myself.
You did it. And me and all of our listeners.
So if there's anyone still listening out there that has any interest in politics, what's
or the any questions for the cowboy?
Yeah, true. We're still doing that. 256-737-9505. I'll say it again in a minute. What's the angle for the against? For this group, like I think the opposition of this behavior is easily, you know, found. But is there anyone out there that thinks that this is, you know, we should just let them in?
Probably anybody who starts out with either rep or senator and ends with D at the end of their name.
True.
Is for it.
But I still want to hear that sound.
Why? Like, I don't know.
I want to know.
I heard that there ain't no more jobs and that we need these people to work.
There ain't no more jobs. Like, what's the deal? Like, why don't these people? Like, what
if
makes
you've
them
got
think?
14,000 people,
yes,
carrying Honduras flags toward the United States, how many people actually live in Honduras? Can 14,000 men of working age, of fighting age, not take control of their own country,
yeah,
and change it?
Yeah.
If you have 14,000 people who literally want to make a difference, who want to make a change, who want to work, they need to work on their own country.
And that was my question. I'm like, if this many people...
Their country can't pay them, honey.
You know what? Listen, we had something called an American Revolution.
Yeah.
1% of the fighting age men stood up against the English and created America.
So... Yeah.
So how? Why can't they? What has changed?
That's a decent question. Because I mean,
what has changed in this world that you can't take a? Okay, I believe that Honduras is actually a beachside nation,
mm-hmm,
actually on the Gulf of Mexico. How can you not take a beachfront nation and not make it something where people want to come?
Well, even if 14,000 people up and leave, like, somebody's had to have left some type of job, right? There's no way that out of 14,000 people that not one of them had a job.
Donald Trump don't live there.
Maybe not. You're bringing jobs to everybody. America.
Yeah. Except Honduras.
America.
Add that to your repertoire for Southern things. But, yeah, you know, and because I heard about this briefly on another station mentioned.
There are no other stations.
How dare you?
In their news coverage. Well, you know what? You don't reach all the way down to Hayden. So
You have an app.
I do have an app. But
and you have the internet.
Busted.
Yeah. But they didn't really have too much to say for, you know, the four side, you know, the other side. You know, they pretty much agree with us.
So if anybody out there is actually for letting 14,000 undocumented, unvaccinated children,
yep,
adults, into your schools, into your neighborhoods, with your children,
yeah,
who you don't know if they're a pedophile, rapist, terrorist, you don't know if they have their immunizations, you don't know who they are, please call us and tell us why you are for this. Also, while you're at it, if you lock your door at night.
Oh, yeah.
If you immunize your children and you expect everyone else's children around you to be immunized. If you are willing to give, let's put out a number. If you are willing to give 20% of your paycheck without getting it back from the government at the end of the year.
We already do that.
Well, you get most of it back.
Toward supporting these people. Like 20% of your paycheck goes to supporting these people.
Yeah.
And you have to be willing to house one of the families. Okay, if they're families, if they're women and children, and you say, yes, I want them to be here, I will house them. I will give them 20% of my take-home pay.
Yeah.
I will allow them to come to my kids' schools without their immunizations. Please, call me. Yeah. Call the radio station and tell us why you're for it.
Keep families together. Freedom, America.
Josh, you have a small child. You have a child.
Yeah.
Would you want, just think of it this way, say 14,000 undocumented, unvaccinated people came to live in Blount County.
Yeah.
And all of them decided to go to your school district.
Yeah.
Would you want that?
No. You up and move, right?
So yeah.
I agree. Yeah, it's not, you know, even if you ignore those two things, like, there's a bunch of people that are coming across and they're going to be undocumented and they'll work and take up, like, medical coverage. Like, no one can be turned away, even if you don't have insurance, right?
Right.
They'll take your address or your telephone number or any way they possibly can to contact you, but they can't turn you away if you need some type of surgery.
Right, right.
And so, you know, before long, you're taking up medical space, unpaid for. You're not supporting the roads you drive on, the schools that you probably are using the facilities for. And because, like, in Blount County, like, they're not going to go, okay, you don't have anything to register with us, there's the door. Like, in Blount County, they're going to try to work with you to make something work. And so you wind up with a bunch of folks that take advantage of the system.
Right.
So, no, I completely agree. But okay. I don't understand where the good side of this is. You know, you've made all the correct points. If they have the ability to drop everything and march hundreds of miles, then, like, why can't they just change anything at home?
Why aren't they marching in their own streets?
Yeah.
You know, we saw this in the Middle East. It was called what was it?
Migration.
Like
the birds that fly to the south.
The Egyptian Spring, I think it was, when they were standing.
Germany, right?
No. This was in Egypt, where literally, like, they got together on their smartphones, apps.
That. Yes.
And they literally stood out in the streets and had their president taken out. And there was a new election. Yes. I mean, if you have 14,000 people to march to another country, you have twice that many who will march in the streets of Honduras.
Yep.
If it's really that bad, if there really needs to be that much of a change, please march in your own streets. Get out your own government.
Yeah.
It can be done. Will there be bloodshed? Maybe.
Probably.
Will there be violence? I don't know. Is your country worth saving? Yes or no?
Well, I mean, if they make a big stand at our border, like, there may be that to begin with, right? Either way, it may go that way.
So apparently they are guessing that by the time they get to our border, there may be 30,000 of them.
Oof.
Is that an invasion?
Yes.
Is that an invading army?
What do you call it when you don't claim a country as home? It's like, anyways, it's a foreign militia.
Yeah.
It's an organized militia. Scary stuff.
Very scary.
Let's take a break and then come back and we may just say goodbye or we may find.
They're bringing their babies.
Oh, gosh. I brought this upon myself. Okay. So, like I said, these things with the breaks and stuff. Here's a song, James Bay, Pink Lemonade. I do this for fun.
Thanks, Josh.
Yeah. Thirsty.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for.
fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
If you're like me and have rented storage spaces in the past, but it never fails, you want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening, and of course you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out Self-Storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com. Or by phone at 256-576-9169.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track.
Dancing in the sound booth is normal behavior at Live 95.
Welcome back to your radio station, Inside and Out.
I thought about just not coming back and just clicking automate and let the music take over.
So I just heard you say in a momento.
I thought,
you don't go hanging out with them Hondurans now, boy.
I thought that that would be, you know,
hitting.
Yeah.
Yeah, Melissa's already angry at Jay. Let's get Melissa angry at everybody in the radio station.
Well, you are going to leave for like a month.
You get to be angry. You get to be angry. We all get to be angry.
Anyway.
Was that so, like cowboy opera?
Cowboy opera?
Cowboy up, yo.
Cowboy opera.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, now we're mixing memes with cowboy accents. Well, Jay, what other accents do you have in your wheelhouse?
This is not a real accent.
What?
Let me hide my shock.
It's like fake news, man.
Oh,
let
see,
me hide
the
my,
like right
my
there was normal, Jay.
Shock.
You let that one slip. You're getting rusty.
Like a rusty nail.
Oh, gosh. So, Facebook's been having some issues. We're gonna look at that. If you've hung around,
we apologize for Facebook and
for Jay
Cowboy Jay's annoying accent.
I don't know what they gave me, but all my smarts is gone.
That one I might believe.
This is getting brutal. Well, it's been a fun show, and a rather odd one. But
this is going to be another one of Jay's shows that can't show up on the on the streaming.
I may just close out of the recording app and just hope that take it as a lesson learned.
Them Facebook people done got it, honey.
Yeah, it's definitely on Facebook. I'm gonna go back and listen and see.
Yeah, but it's not recorded, is it?
Facebook records it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Facebook's got
I'm gonna play this for you like constantly every day. Like you're gonna hear this
for the next,
every
like, 2 weeks.
Day.
Yeah.
When I'm 84.
No.
You know, but it's been mildly impressive. In the slurping sound from the cup. You should definitely play this over and over again, just so he can suffer through it like we have. But no, I wish everyone was here to enjoy.
Done a
the,
great job running things, Mr. Josh,
Cowboy Jay, and this has been quite a good time. So, anything that needs to be done or said before our show ends?
Peace out, yo.
Peace out.
Temporary insanity.
Yeah, right. What's that?
We need to hear some Boy George to go along with Cowboy Jay. How about you come and go?
Okay. Let's see. Nope, I don't see that one.
Thank
and I don't
God.
Know if you've got anything country in the list other than,
come on man,
CCR.
That wasn't country.
Yeah, I know. Let's see.
Excuse me, did you just call CCR country?
Sorry to tell
you.
You
better
they
not.
Are.
No,
they
sir.
Are.
You
yeah.
you be fired.
Them's
firing words.
A Rascal Flatts. Taylor Swift. Oh, somebody.
I think Rascal is kind of flat myself.
Yeah, I've got another name for them that I can't say on air. That I just really don't.
And
like.
I'm not real sure George is even straight.
I can't comment on that one. I'm not for sure. Anyways, it's been a good evening, and I wish everybody listening a good night.
It's been fun, y'all.
I think we're gonna cut here. So if no one else has told you, I love you, and that's all that
I matter. Love you too, man.
Oh, Jay. Here's some
goodbye, Chloe's mom.
Yeah. We may start cutting that out of our closing routine because Chloe has not made an appearance in a very long time.
Boo on you, Chloe.
I keep trying to reach out to her, but she's something about being busy and responsibilities and work and stuff. I don't know. Whatever. Good night, everybody.
Hey. Do you know what's next week?
No, I don't, Jake. What's next week?
Halloween.
That's right. We're going to be playing some special Halloween songs throughout.
Boo.
All day Halloween or other days as well?
Did I scare you, honey?
Oh boy. Good night.